PRI, Public Radio International.
When I accepted the program, the Dvorak Violin Concerto was already there, and sort of said, well, why don't we go something Czech, and how about some Taras Bulba or something like that? And then we started thinking, well, that's quite a violent piece. What would fit with that in the second half? And then we thought, there's no more violent piece than Šárka from Smetana. So we probably have the goriest second half ever put in a concert. Everybody gets killed. Everybody's beheaded, tortured, broken on a wheel.
Jak se máš? How do you do? Pittsburgh Symphony Radio has musical mayhem from three Czechs, Dvořák, Smetana, and Janáček, plus a composer beloved in Prague, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, his 40th symphony, played by the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, featuring the debut of conductor Michael Francis and violinist Christian Tetzlaff at Heinz Hall. I'm Jim Cunningham, your host. Pittsburgh Symphony Radio is made possible by the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra and the members of Classical QED 89.3. Once a bass player with the London Symphony Orchestra, Michael Francis is now the chief conductor and artistic advisor of the Norrköping Symphony Orchestra in Sweden. His first Pittsburgh concert begins with the next-to-last Mozart Symphony, No. 40.
I really feel this piece to be closer to Beethoven than to Mozart. Maybe that's slight sacrilege to say, but particularly the last movement. I mean, there's a passage just halfway through when we start the development that he plays each of the 12 tones, and it feels like something out of Schoenberg. And the harmony, and there's this sort of sense of I don't want to use the word violence because I've used that already, but there's something really strong and powerful, and yet there also is that incredible beauty he can write in the second movement. And what I love is how it begins. It seems to begin almost out of the fog. There's something really subtle and almost impressionistic at the beginning. It's like you open the door and the piece has been going on already. There's no real sense of start. And I find that always so intriguing every time I come to this piece.
Here is Michael Francis to conduct the 40th Symphony in G minor, Kerschel 550 by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra and guest conductor Michael Francis, making his debut at Heinz Hall with the Symphony No. 40 in G minor, Kerschel 550 by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. The sands of time have erased the record of the premiere of the Mozart 40th Symphony. It was first heard in Pittsburgh during the orchestra's second season in 1896 with founding conductor Frederick Archer. Mozart began working on his 40th symphony in the summer of 1788. It was not a happy time for the composer. His wife was ill, his own health was beginning to fail, his six-month-old daughter died on July 29th, Don Giovanni was given a disappointing reception at its Viennese premiere on May 7th, and he had small prospect of participating in any important concerts. Mozart was so broke and in debt he would not answer a knock on the door for fear of finding a creditor there. Yet, in spite of it all, in less than 2 months, he wrote the three crowning jewels of his orchestral output, the symphonies 39, 40, and 41. Perhaps you may have heard a bit of the distress Mozart was feeling at the time of the writing of the G minor symphony No. 40. Jim Cunningham with you for Pittsburgh Symphony Radio. Guest conductor Michael Francis appears free and easy on the podium at Heinz Hall, making his debut. He served as a member of the bass section of the London Symphony Orchestra before starting his conducting career. Michael Francis next leads Christian Tetzlaff in the Violin Concerto by Antonín Dvořák.
Unlike the cello concerto, in which you really get such a great sense of his pain and that longing he had for his sister-in-law and all that went with that piece and such an autobiographical work, the Violin Concerto feels so much from a different age. It feels much more joyous. There is, of course, power and beauty and pathos, but equally there's something very joyous, particularly the last movement is such a sense of dance and the furient and all the different things that go on. And so I think it really encapsulates Dvořák at his very, very best.
Michael Francis joins violinist Christian Tetzlaff, both making their first trip to Heinz Hall. Christian Tetzlaff was born in Hamburg, Germany in 1966.
It is quite awkward to play for the violinist, which makes it perform so much less than pieces around it. And the cello concerto is just such an outburst of new things and on such a grandiose scale. And the cellists, they have 10 pieces, and we have our 50. So, of course, that's also a reason why it doesn't appear so often.
Sure. So what do you love about it? Why do you play it when you take it out on tour?
He's such a fantastic composer. Even, of course, we are very familiar with the 8th and the 9th Symphony. Even those are fantastic pieces, even if considered just war horses and so familiar and so pleasant. They are amazingly composed, and his chamber music is as well. So this Violin Concerto, which is a bit earlier, of course, shows all the signs of his beauty and strength and of sometimes the wildness of his character and the real tenderness. So there's plenty of reasons to play it.
Here is violinist Christian Tetzlaff joining Michael Francis and the Pittsburgh Symphony to play the Antonín Dvořák Violin Concerto in A minor.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Violinist Christian Tetzlaff played the Dvorak Violin Concerto with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra conducted by Michael Francis. Christian Tetzlaff and Michael Francis making their first appearance at Heinz Hall. The Dvorak Violin Concerto was first heard in Prague on October 14, 1883 at the Czech National Theater. Fritz Reiner's assistant conductor in Pittsburgh, Vladimir Bakalinikov, conducted the Dvorak Violin Concerto with Ruth Posselt as the soloist. It was at the Syria Mosque in Pittsburgh on December 30, 1943. Antonín Dvorak was born in 1841. He lived till May of 1904, dying in Prague after spending a few years in America, teaching in New York City, and visiting Czech friends during the summer in Spillville, Iowa. The August 27, 2012 issue of New Yorker magazine included a lengthy article about Christian Tetzlaff. It was written by Jeremy Eichler, titled String Theorist: Christian Tetzlaff Rethinks How a Violin Should Sound. Christian Tetzlaff has performed while wearing a glove on occasion, and he has experimented with adding a little honey to his fingers to get the traction on the strings just right.
If fingers are dry, they cannot stick on the string. If they're completely wet, you slide, but if they're dry, you slide even more because there is no. So poor me often has to put honey to have traction, but then honey, if it gets a bit colder, it becomes sticky and you don't get into fifth position. And well, it's sometimes a bit more difficult, but in general, it's a big joy to play.
And you tried something, some sort of fabric or something
well,
covering?
Well, I had to wear for a while. I had to play with a glove, but at least those times are over.
The audience at Heinz Hall hopes that Christian Tetzlaff will stick around. He's going to play an encore.
Thank you.
You heard violinist Christian Tetzlaff with an encore, the Johann Sebastian Bach Gavotte from the Partita No. 3. Christian Tetzlaff is equally adept at playing music of our time by Giorgi Ligeti, as well as all Bach recitals of the music for the solo violin. Making music is a family affair for Christian Tetzlaff. He frequently plays in a string quartet with his sister playing the cello.
My parents, amateurs, they sang and played a bit, and so it was always around. And as I was the third, it seemed to be a natural thing to pick up an instrument. And fortunately, the violin was still available. Mm-hmm. It wasn't taken by any of them.
So you and your sister are in a string quartet?
Yeah.
And how often do you go out with the quartet?
This year we have two big tours. So one in Europe and one in the States. And we are recording the Mendelssohn No. 13 and Berg Lyric Suite. So we have quite a few days together.
Christian Tetzlaff is back at the center of the Heinz Hall stage for another encore.
Thank you.
You heard Christian Tetzlaff play the Largo from the Sonata for Solo Violin by Johann Sebastian Bach in his catalog BWV 1005. It is possible that one or more of these pieces for solo violin might have been written for the German violinist Johann Georg Piesendell, who studied with Vivaldi and was on friendly terms with Bach from at least 1709. He later wrote a poem commemorating the death of Johann Sebastian Bach. Jim Cunningham with you. The most ghastly second half of a concert ever is on the way, if you follow the storyline. Forget the story and you'll hear some exciting and beautiful music by Smetana, his Sharka from My Country, and Janacek's Tarash Bulba, both exquisitely played in just a few moments. Drop me a line. I'd love to hear from you. I'd like to send you a free souvenir from Pittsburgh, the Pittsburgh Symphony Program Reading Light. It will fit in your wallet. It's in the shape of a credit card, and it's just right for reading concert programs in low light. Plus, it magnifies small print. Perhaps it's not quite as exciting as finding the 3D baseball cards in a box of cornflakes. It's a matter of taste, but I think you'll find it useful. Along with it, you'll receive the Pittsburgh Symphony Radio Guide, a complete list of concerts in the series, photographs of some of our soloists, a Pittsburgh Symphony history, Manfred Honeck's biography, and a photograph of our music director in action at Heinz Hall. It's all free. Write to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA 15213. You can send email to pso@wqed.org, or you'll find us on the website at pittsburghsymphonyradio.org. Be sure to let me know what station you're listening to. If you missed the address, stay tuned. I'll give it again at the end of this Pittsburgh Symphony Radio concert. James Wilkinson is the president and CEO of the Pittsburgh Symphony, resident conductor Lawrence Lowe, assistant conductor Fauzi Haymore. You're listening to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio on Public Radio International.